Yeah, that was last year with the Ravens. That was Jerry Sandusky and Cadre Ismail football back tomorrow for the Ravens preseason game. Number one, but right now we're going around the AFC North. Our first stop on this tour, Cincinnati, Ohio. Wayne Boxmiller, part of the Bengals broadcasting team with us. What's going on, Box?
How you doing, man? Glad to be aboard. Another year, another showdown probably with the Baltimore Ravens.
I'll tell you what, I think the Bengals right now, I think a lot of people think they might be the favorite in the AFC North, even over the defending champs.
You know, it obviously everybody is interested to see how Baltimore plays without Ray Lewis, and the first time in forever that he's not an integral part of the team. But, you know, the question for the Bengals is, what will you do if and when you get to the playoffs? Because two straight years you lose to the Houston Texans. Andy Dalton is coming into a situation where his contract is up, and there are questions about whether he is that quarterback to take us to the next level. So there's a lot to prove. Not going to assume someone's going to get to the postseason, but you have to say our chances look very good.
All right, your assessment of Andy Dalton, we've seen him be very solid, but he has not won that big playoff game yet. To me, those criticisms, I've heard him for so long about Joe Flacco, even when he was winning playoff games. To me, I think they can be a little over the top. I think you learn a lot about players in the regular season as much as the postseason. Do you think he has the capabilities, talent-wise, in between the ears-wise, to win a Super Bowl?
You know, I don't think he's there yet. I'll be quite candid with you. I'm still part of the jury being out with Andy Dalton. I think that, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens this year. To be quite candid with you, I think there's more pressure on Jay Gruden than Andy Dalton, because Andy Dalton and Jay Gruden have to get the ball to A.J. Green. I mean, you got a guy with 1,350 yards, 97 catches last year, and 11 TDs, but still there was the belief that he could have gotten more. So I think that when you think like the AT&T commercial, you know, you want more, we want more, you know. You got to give A.J. Green more, and you got Andrew Hawkins, you got you know, Tyler Eifert has been doing well in camp. He seems to be really pushing Jermaine Gresham, you know, for the preferred tight end. But, you know, Jay Gruden has got to get this offense to a point where they're putting up points consistently.
Defensively right now, that's a stronger unit, right?
Yeah, you know, you've got a good core coming back. I mean, you know, everybody's still at the draft. Like last year, Vontaze Burfict, 127 tackles last year. You've also got Mal Lugo, who re-signed. Geno Atkins, 12.5 sacks. And Michael Johnson was franchise tagged with 11.5 sacks. And then they gave Carlos Dunlap that $40 million contract, which I was somewhat surprised, because Carlos Dunlap is the best athlete on the front line. Unfortunately, he's also the most injured. So you're giving a guy that kind of money that has not stayed healthy. Geno Atkins would have been the guy I probably would have leaned toward.
Interesting. And then, of course, James Harrison switches sides inside the division. He didn't really have a choice about going back to Pittsburgh, but what kind of role does the veteran former NFL Defensive Player of the Year have?
You know, the question becomes with him, age, injury, and attitude. The second game of the season, obviously, we play the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, he likes to play with the chip on his shoulder. So I think that it'll be interesting to see how he plays, how the Steelers respond to him playing. But, you know, he could be the X factor on defense. But, again, I will say the defense has been pretty solid. We have to offensively score points, and if and when we get to the playoffs, the offense has got to be effective and stay on the field.
Boxmiller, part of the Bengals broadcasting team, with us here on WBAL. And when you look at the biggest question marks right now for this Bengals team, what stands out to you outside Andy Dalton?
You know, I think the health of this team, and I mean, when we look at the NFL already this preseason, it is unbelievable the number of injuries that have occurred. And I look at us, Andrew Hawkins twisted his ankle, A.J. Green tweaked the knee, Marvin Jones, the wide receiver, is out. And so we're already getting weak at the wide receiver position. So that will tell a tale. And I think one other little interesting note that we have to watch, this is the first time in I don't know how many years that running back coach Jim Anderson is not part of this team. So a guy that's always gotten production out of the running back position has now been turned over to Hugh Jackson. I think he was a great coach. I'm happy he's back. But a guy like Jim Anderson, man, you're talking about a lot of years, a lot of experience, and a lot of success. We might need to keep an eye on that particular position to see if the productivity stays consistent as it was with Jim Anderson.
And when you and right now, Bengals fans, Cincinnati fans, they have a pretty good baseball team again in Cincinnati. They have a football team that's been in the postseason 2 years in a row. Pretty fired up fan base, I would imagine, right now in Cincy.
Well, as long as we don't have to play the St. Louis Cardinals, we'll be fine. I mean, you know, one of the things that I was talking to Jay about before I came on the air is, you know, this last series, the Cardinals put up so many runs, and then yet no one brushed back any hitters on Sunday when they were still putting up runs in the ninth inning. And that really disappointed me because I guess I'm an old school baseball guy. You know, if someone starts racking up runs and they don't really need them, then as a pitching staff, you need to make a statement like, okay, you beat us, but you're not going to come in here and just have your way with us, you know, like it's a self-serve batting machine. So that told me a lot about this team, that they don't really have that one grimy element. If you think back to the 90s with Eric Davis and the Nasty Boys, Dibble, Charlton, and Randy Meyer, there's no way that would happen against them.
All right, final question, Box. Who would be on more of the hot seat if they don't make the playoffs or advance in the playoffs? Dusty Baker or Marvin Lewis?
Whoa, great question. I say it will probably be Dusty Baker.
Wow.
And the reason I say that is this. I think baseball is the sport of second-guessing, and I don't agree with it. I think Dusty Baker is a great manager, and he's gotten a lot of his players. But we all know baseball, man. The one thing that people love to do in baseball is second-guess to death. So I think Marvin, if they're in the playoffs again and they don't get there, maybe Jay Gruden goes, maybe Andy Dalton doesn't get a big contract and they get another quarterback. But in baseball, if they don't go, I think, you know, managers are always the sacrificial lambs.
Wayne Box Miller from the Bengals broadcast team. Great radio show in Cincinnati as well. Box, we really appreciate it. We'll catch up again. We'll see, I think, the Ravens and Bengals at least twice this year.
Yeah, they've got them on later in the season, but one of the good things is the last game of the year, December 29th, we play you guys, and it could be playoff implications, as always.
Very, very possible. Box, thank you so much. We'll catch up again soon. More still to come here on BAL.